With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The White House denies President Trump is trying to weaponize the Justice Department. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt argues that it was the Biden administration who weaponized the DOJ, not President Trump.
Joe Biden used this sacred American institution to go after his political opponent in the middle of an election year.
Over the weekend, the president demanded that his attorney general take action on investigations related to former FBI Director James Comey, Senator Adam Schiff, and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russian leader Vladimir Putin says the Kremlin will adhere to nuclear arms limits for one more year after the last remaining nuclear pact with the U.S. expires. The 2010 New START treaty is set to expire in February. Putin says it is critical to maintain the status quo to avoid a strategic arms race. He urges the U.S. to follow suit. ABC will reinstate Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show after suspending him due to the comments about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The network now says the show will return Tuesday night. American Enterprise Institute fellow Matthew Continetti says comments made by FCC chairman praising ABC for suspending Jimmy Kimmel wasn't surprising.
I think we could have expected what Brendan Carr said, because he's made no bones about the fact that he believes in the public interest language in the FCC authorizing statute. And he believes that it's a conservative's role to enforce that, just as much as liberals have been using the FCC to shape the broadcast spectrum and the broadcast networks.
And this is SRN News. Pastors advise pastors in a new Lifeway study.
The poll asks clergymen what other members of their profession should do to be successful in the ministry. The number one piece of advice is not to neglect marriage and family. Veteran pastors say there's a big risk that a young minister will be so focused on his congregation that his wife and kids suffer, causing problems down the line. The second most popular piece of advice is for pastors to always make time for personal study of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott signing a law intended to curtail abortion pills, but at least one provider plans to keep shipping them to the state. Angel Foster, who runs Massachusetts-based The Map, says her organization will still do business in Texas. The Map has made shipments to some 10,000 Texas women in the past 2 years. This is SRN News. Well, how's this for beating the odds? NASA has 10 new astronauts. They were chosen from 8,000 applicants.
For the first time, there are more women than men. The 6 women and 4 men will undergo 2 years of training before becoming eligible for spaceflight, including trips to the moon and possibly Mars. It's the 24th astronaut class for NASA since the original Mercury 7 made their debut in 1959. Only 370 people have been selected by NASA as astronauts, making it an extraordinarily small and elite group. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Residents all across San Francisco Bay Area jolted awake early Monday morning. A moderate earthquake felt widely across the region, 4.3 magnitude. Officials say there have been no injuries reported. More details at srnnews.com.